Arthur Collins of Manchester was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder Wednesday at the Rockingham County Superior Court in Brentwood. The 46-year-old handyman told the judge that he fatally shot George Jodin 14 years ago while Jodin was sleeping in bed at home in Auburn. More than 24 family members and friends were there on Jodin's behalf, including his brother Bob Jodin, who was among 4 people who spoke prior to the sentencing.
George was our big brother, who our family and friends looked up to. George enjoyed life, maybe more than he should have. He truly lived it with style. He was a warrior at heart. He should have died with a sword in his hand, not a bullet in his head.
Those who spoke described the 50-year-old as a loving, vivacious family man who was a pianist, a pilot, a sailor, and a beekeeper. And all said they will never forgive Collins for what he did.
I hope you die in jail.
That was another brother, Peter Jodin, who shouted that right before Collins was taken out of the courtroom. When the state's cold case unit opened in 2009, it took up roughly 100 unsolved homicides, Jodin's case among them. And so far, this case is the unit's first conviction. After reopening the investigation in 2011, Jeff Stralzen, the lead prosecutor on the case, said the first thing investigators did was return to the question of who was at Jodin's house the day of his murder. That list included Collins, who was a frequent customer at Jodin's pawn shop, Jodin's business partner, and Jodin's friend, Ricky Caron. All were suspects throughout the investigation.
Really narrowed it down to who do we think the people were who last saw him alive. Now, obviously, there could have been a fourth person, an unknown killer, but that's more rare in New Hampshire. You know, fortunately or unfortunately, most people are killed by people that they know.
What investigators found is that Collins' once strong alibi, that after a few drinks he left Jodin's house hours before the shooting took place, did not hold up. And after a lie detector test suggested that he was lying, Collins eventually admitted to the crime. But before this admission, Jodin's family and friends continued to be interrogated. Among them was Jodin's good friend Ricky Caron, who said the stress of being labeled a suspect led to his divorce from his wife. While in court, Caron showed Collins a sign that read 3,794. The number of days Caron was a suspect while Collins ran free.
There was a lot of doubt out there for me. Rumor mill hits, it was out of control. My ex-wife, their mother, packed it up, moved the whole thing, fearing for her life. And all those days, my kids suffered.
Something similar took a toll on Jodin's family members, who say they were emotionally and physically consumed by the investigation. This is Jodin's niece, Melanie Godbout.
We were treated like criminals, and all along you were the criminal. Moving around freely for more than 10 years. How could you walk around like nothing happened? You ate breakfast, lunch, dinner, you went to work, you spent time with your family and friends while you took ours away.
Why Collins shot Jodin that night is still unknown. But prosecutors say they believe it was because Collins was looking for money. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.